And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market reports, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Steady to higher bids are expected today for hogs to be delivered to the processing plants early next week. Terminals are called steady in a very light volume test. Tops are from $46 to $50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $46. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, June 14th, negotiated swine purchases were 10,533. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, base price range was $62.50 to $72. The weighted average, $69.40, a gain of 16 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.68 to $58. The weighted average, $54.33. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,020. The base price range was $61.50 to $76.25. The weighted average, $72.32, a gain of $1.76 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.70 to $60, and the weighted average was $58.06. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, the Eastern Corn Belt really needs rain, probably more than an inch.
Well, Dave, unfortunately, the computer models looking at the rain that's coming in or expected to come in next week. Again, I'm not making any promises the way weather systems have been avoiding a good portion of the area for the spring and I guess now early summer conditions will remain very dry. In fact, the models, the raw model numbers are indicating that the rain coming in early next week will be countered by the very dry ground, so a negative feedback cycle with precipitation coming in reduced as it does, and we could see widespread rains, but rainfall amounts of generally a quarter to three quarters of an inch across the Eastern Corn Belt next week, and maybe a few locations that do pick up some storms that are slow moving or even stop over a location, maybe picking up a little bit more than an inch, but not enough moisture to even counter the evaporative losses from a couple days. And the heat in Illinois this week has already become impressive, indicating the level of dryness over the topsoil across most of the state. Yesterday, they released the drought monitor in the southern two-thirds of the state, now classified as abnormally dry. Southern two-thirds of Indiana abnormally dry, with the southeast corner being in a moderate drought situation. Now, we do have the rain with a weather system coming in, and now it's been delayed to, instead of Monday night through Wednesday morning, more of a Tuesday full-day event departing eastern Indiana, maybe by Thursday morning. That will be followed by a reinforcing shot of cooler air later in the week, and that could bring some more rain. But again, no big soakers and nothing that will reverse the trend of the overall drying we see in the area. The Plain States, the wheat market, they're riding the back of the heavy rain that is definitely going to start to impact, or probably already impacting, the quality of the wheat there. Too much rain, flooding adversely affected this year's winter wheat crop. Weather conditions over the next couple weeks should slowly improve, but it will be a while before the region is no longer threatened by the high humidity and at least the scattered showers. The greatest rain today and Saturday in the Red River Basin. More grain quality issues are quite likely there. Sunday through Tuesday, another cool front into the region, temporarily increasing the rainfall once again. A more significant period of drier weather, well, it looks to take place late next week and during the week of June 25th. However, enough water will remain standing in some fields across the plains that feedback moisture in the atmosphere will generate the instability showers and thunderstorms through the end of the month and until a stronger ridge of high pressure evolves, whichever comes first. But definitely too much rain in the plains, not enough in the corn soybean belt, especially eastern half. Western sections in pretty good shape. And in the southeast, they are picking up more rain. Now, they have not busted their drought by any stretch, but they are seeing more common precipitation, and light showers are expected in the delta again through next week. Not likely to bring enough rain to counter the evaporative losses. Net drying likely for the entire two-week forecast across the delta and southeast, and crop stress and production cuts will continue unless the rainfall rates increase very soon in that area. Portions of the southeastern states will receive greater rainfall than the Delta next week, and some improvements in crop conditions are likely from the Carolinas into Virginia. Crop stress continuing to be severe in Alabama and portions of western Georgia. Again, they yesterday were classified as being in extraordinary drought conditions there, severe drought conditions there. So very dry in the southeast, very dry in the eastern portions of the belt, but western sections almost a little too much water. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at $6, unchanged, last trade up 6. September 609 down 3.5, last trade up 3.5. July wheat at the Board of Trade in Chicago opened at 6.05 1/4, down 1 1/4, last trade down 3 1/4. December 6.21 1/2, unchanged, last trade down 3.5. July corn opened at 4.09, down 1/2, last trade up 5.5. December 4.16 1/4, down 1 1/4, last trade up 3/4. March 4.24 3/4, down 1 3/4, last trade up 1/2. July 4.36, down 1.5, last trade up 1/2. July beans opened at 8.28 3/4, up 1 1/4, last trade up 4.5. November 8.62, up 1, last trade up 4.5. January 8.70, down 3/4, last trade up 4.25. July soybean meal opened at 2.30.30, down 10, last trade up 20. July soybean oil opened at 35.20, up 4, last trade up 38. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Dave. Good Friday morning.
Good Friday morning to you, too. Haven't been here for the last several days, but as I was looking at the charts and trying to analyze what might have been going on, it appears to me that traders may be buying the wheat and corn and selling the beans. Are they spread trading in that way?
It looks like they are. I know the beans, they were having a mostly neutral week, I think. They were kind of flat, and they're, you know, I think the corn and wheat are bolstering them totally. Actually, the old crop beans traded at 8.37. They hit on 8.37 yesterday, and that's the contract high for July beans. So they're still, you know, they're weak, but I think they are being bolstered.
Well, let's look at some particulars. Let's look at the wheat in particular. And let me ask you whether you think that if we were to get, say, a 40-cent correction there in that market, could that be a buying opportunity? Because it's about, what, 50% retracement of that rally that it started on June 11th?
I think that's probably – I would have to agree with that. I think it, I think wheat's definitely in an area that you know, we're over $6 on the July, and I definitely think that that would be a buying opportunity if we get a 40-cent retracement.
So what about the call for the wheat open today?
Wheat open is called mixed. I just think there could be some profit taken ahead of the weekend. So, and they are calling corn and beans both 3 to 5 cents higher. So wheat may be, you know, maybe a little profit taking there.
If the dryness here in the eastern Corn Belt persists into next week, is that a spark for the both old and new crop corn to go higher?
I definitely think it is. We've been looking at some 450 calls. This week you could buy them, early in the week you could buy them about 25 cents. I think they're 30 and an eighth this morning. I think that will definitely be a bullish factor. I mean, everything I read on corn is just bullish, bullish, bullish. If you looked at the crop progress report, you know, corn and beans both slipped 1%. I know the corn came in at 77%, very good to excellent last week. I'm really interested to see what Monday's crop, you know, crop conditions will show. I know all the clients we talk to, Illinois, Indiana, and even central Ohio, are just bone dry. As a matter of fact, one of the traders here was talking to one of his clients, and you know, he's about 60% sold on corn, and he's thinking he wants to buy it back, buy those contracts back. So it's getting quite interesting here in central eastern side of the Corn Belt.
At what prices do you think that July and Dave's corn are well supported?
I think that I think that decent July corn. I think the supports are around 405 for the Dees, and probably about $4 for the old crop, the July. Those support levels are just changing every day. I know I wrote our newsletter this week, and I had July corn support at 386 and Dees corn at 395, and I think those are already kind of not relevant at this time anyway. So,
thank you much, Chris.
You bet. Thanks.
Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.